You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Joe Surwack. University of Michigan President Mary Sue Coleman and her fellow University Research Corridor presidents from Michigan State and Wayne State joined forces at the Mackinac Policy Conference. During the conference at the island's famous Grand Hotel, we sat down with the president and asked her about her vision for the URC, an alliance of Michigan's three research universities.
I had the idea for the URC for the first time when we took a trip with the governor to go to Japan to really tout what's available in Michigan and why Japanese companies should think about coming to Michigan. And then we came back to the States and put some flesh on this, and it's been very exciting.
You were in North Carolina when the Triangle started, and I think you've also talked about being in Kentucky when they wanted to recruit Toyota.
I was a student back in North Carolina when the Research Triangle was just getting underway back in the 60s, and there was a lot of skepticism about it. People didn't know that it was work. It was a big commitment for the state to do it, but they had some very far-sighted leadership, and they stuck with it, and it has been the best possible thing to happen in North Carolina because they lost the textile industry. You know, they have really gone through the same kind of very difficult revolution that Michigan's going through now. So investment in higher education has paid off in a big way. And also it helps people understand the resources and the assets that are available in North Carolina. The URC has the potential to do the same for Michigan. When people are outside looking at Michigan, why should we come? What's available there? Ah, the research corridor. Oh, these three universities, Michigan, Michigan State, Wayne State. This is an asset that we have, and we want to develop the asset.
Let's talk about the life sciences corridor and how it morphed into this, and what the three do together.
The life sciences corridor was really a tremendous investment from this state, and I think it paid off in very big ways. It was a state program, generated much more from the state than from the universities themselves, but what it did is really start a tradition of having the universities work together as they have done. And when I look at life sciences now at the University of Michigan, and in fact the ways in which we collaborate with our partners at Michigan State and Wayne State, it really has undergone a dramatic change. Probably almost half of our funding now in terms of research support of the university is for life sciences funding, and we've made dramatic gains. So that has been a very, very important investment that continues to be important in the future.
And then let's talk about energy research and what's exciting about the three working together on that.
You know, one of the things that has come to the fore really quite recently within the last couple of years is the importance of climate change, the importance of being able to find alternative sources of energy. And so one of the things that we felt was extremely important was to assess our capabilities in the whole area of alternative energy research. That's what this report does this year, the Patrick Anderson report, is to let us see what are the natural capabilities that the state of Michigan has that it should exploit. Biomass and wind energies, we can be very competitive nationally in these areas. There's a lot of basic research that needs to be accomplished to be able to realize that potential, and this is where the universities come in. We have faculty interest there, we have the ability to collaborate across the institutions, and I think this is going to become a much more robust area in the future as more funding becomes available that we can compete for than it has been in the past.
Big business keeps cutting back, cut back on their R&D. We get most of our research money from the feds, but there's that little pie of business money that we have all this potential to grow, and how do you tell those business people to come in?
You know, we are finding more and more opportunity to interact with industry, to carry out research that they might have done themselves in the past, but because they are cutting back, they want to outsource this aspect of what they do. And one of the things that we've done to try to make it easier for our faculty to interact with industry, we've looked at all the processes that we have, and I think we've gone from a situation where we were maybe a tough university to work with. We've gone to being a model university, and we get accolades all the time from businesses and industry about how easy it is to interact with the University of Michigan and with our faculty. And so this is something that we want to promote because we think it's good not only for the university, but it's good for the nation.
What makes you optimistic about this whole thing?
I am constantly amazed at the sort of ingenuity of the faculty and the ways that they find to do things that are quite extraordinary. Particularly when we find colleagues and work across institutions, because we have complementary strengths, that this is something of enormous benefit for the state of Michigan as well as for the universities.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.